Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. This is your pastor, Pastor Ola Starling, with the Anointed Word International Ministries. I am here today, praise God, to believe, praise God, and to let you know, praise God, that God is here tonight. He's going to speak, praise God. Speak, praise God, and he's going to let you know, praise God, that he is with you in regardless to whatever you may be going through. He is there. He's never left you alone. He never will leave you alone. And this is your pastor, once again, with the inspired word of God to just encourage you and to speak to your spirit man. And this afternoon, Father, we are grateful once again to come before the presence of your people, Father God, to speak a word of encouragement. For your word declared, praise God, that you speak, let it be edifying for the listeners. And God, I pray this afternoon that the listeners will be edified by hearing the word of God. And Father God, we realize that we are nothing without you. And without you, Father, what can we do? Who are we? We are nothing without you, just mere clay. In the name of Jesus, we thought of asking that you would bind the very presence of the enemy right now. Lord, allow your word to come forth with clarity and understanding, that it may be, praise God, uplifting to those that would hear this word of God. And Father, we do give you praise and we do give you glory, because we realize, Lord, that you are the God of all mankind. And Father, there's any today, Father God, that are listening and do not know you in the pardon of their sin. Father God, open up their hearts, God, that they might receive you, Father God, into their lives. That their life, praise God, will be a life, praise God, they have never lived before. But praise God, they would enjoy and know that you are there for them. Praise God, that they would come just as they are. You would accept them, Father, and you would not cast them out. Father God, let the invitation be open and free, that they would know, praise God, the charge has already been paid. Come to Jesus just as you are. Pray that the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart, for it is the day of salvation. Salvation has come to you today. Accept it. The Bible said if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, thou shall be saved. It is a promise, and he does not break his promises. May the Lord bless. Amen. And this afternoon, praise God, tonight, praise God, we're going to talk about, praise God, something that we all deal with. We face it every day. It stays there with us, praise God. His presence is just always there. And today we're going to talk about the only thing we need to fear. What is the only thing that we have to fear? Well, the fear of the Lord leads to life. And whoever has it rests satisfied. Now in Proverbs 19:23, I'm remembering, praise God, there was a saying that used to be said. It was said so much that I used to say it myself. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, he coined out of America, you know, and with the maxim that he spoke is this. In his final inauguration address, he said, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." Now, that's not true. That's not true. Roosevelt was just trying to call the nation of the panic of the financial crisis. That's all he was doing. And he was urging Americans not to scrutinize or to, you know, to be unreasonable or unsatisfied with terror, which paralyzed the need and the efforts. It is true that that irrational fear must be resisted. Yes, we must resist that. But it is not. It's the only thing we need to fear. Listen to me carefully. In fact, fear itself is not wrong. God actually designed us to be fearless, okay? Fear is a faith revealer. What we fear reveals what we trust. It is a strong response to proceed, threatening, commanding us to protect our hope. In that way, it governs our behavior. What does that mean? Fear really isn't. If we fear the wrong life, the wrong things, If because, listen to this, if we fear the wrong thing, it's because our faith is in the wrong things. If we fear it, because our faith is in the wrong things. There is a real issue for you and for me. Now, that's a real issue. We have a lot of fear because we have a lot of what? Unbelief. Yes, yes, yes. Unbelief brings about fear. Every time we are sinfully fearful of something God tells us not to fear, it is a moment of unbelief exposure. What are you saying is? I'm saying this. It is a place in the kingdom of our souls that has not yet been conquered, not yet fully under the rule of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's still wavering. You see, the Israelite was conquering the promised land is that God managed manifold was for us in fighting unbelief in the face of Canaanites. They forfeit the city and the giants. The Israelites was told, be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them. For it is the Lord your God who goes with you. Amen. And he will not leave you or forsake you. That's what the word declared. That is the word of the Lord. In Deuteronomy 31 and 6. They were called to face their fears because it would train them to put their trust, listen to me, in the right place and in the right hope. It is the Lord your God, and you shall fear the Lord your God. Deuteronomy 6:13 said it. He said, learning to fear the one right thing would free them from what? From the agony of fearing or dreading of wrong things. The same is true for us today. Today the Lord has you and me and everyone else facing, you know, and forfeiting different things in our lives. We might say it different. When they say it in the word, it said the cities and the giants of unbelief, and you find yourself fearful. Hear this word and be courageous to press on. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be dread of them, for it is the Lord your God. We fear about the wrong things because our faith is in the wrong things. The fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to turn away from evil is what? Understanding. Job 28:28. Oh, fear the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. You, his saints, for those who fear him have no lack. Oh, my God. So we have lack because we don't fear the Lord. We fear man more than God. The Lord allowed me at one time to preach a message, you will bow to the police before you bow to God. You respect the police more than you respect God. You see the police, oh man, that's a man, that's a popo. Oh, let me put my seatbelt on, I got to slow it down. Oh, let me check my speed thermometer. Oh, is my papers right on my car? You get fearful of the police, but you don't even fear God. And God is God over us all. And the word says, oh, fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him have no lack. Psalms 34:9. Say to those who have an anxious heart, be strong, fear not, behold your God. He will come and save you. Isaiah 35:4. He who do not spare his own son, but gave him up for all of us, how will he not also with him be graciously and give us all things? In Romans 8:32. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor heights, nor depths, nor anything else of all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 8:38 and 39. He said, fear not.
little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you what? The kingdom. But in order to get the kingdom, you must line up with the word of God. And you must know what you fear. And if you're fearing, then your faith is in the wrong things. But do not fear, only believe, Mark said in 5:36. There's only one thing we have to fear. And it is not fear. It is the Lord. Through fear, he will teach us faith. That's awesome. Through fear, God will teach us faith. He said, fear not. Be not dismayed. For I am the Lord your God is with you always. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you even unto the end of the world. Why are you fearing man and not fearing God? He's the one you should fear. I believe the word says, fear not the one that can, you know, you fear man. He said, but you need to fear the one that can restore the body and the soul. Fear man. Why are you fearing man? We're so fearful of things that pertaining to man. Because this is where what we're connected to. We're connected to man instead of God. We need to be connected to the one that can destroy the body and the soul. Man can't do this. I will not fear what man can do unto me. But I fear the one that can destroy my soul and my body. But we're concerned about the things of the world. What cuts fear? And fear this, I fear this, I fear this. The Bible says, be strong and courageous. Don't be weak. Because you fear, oh, I fear, I fear. What are you fearing? Fear. The Bible says fear. Perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love casts out fear. If you have the love of Christ in you, then that love will cast out fear. But cast it out. You fearing something that you know, praise God, it can do you nothing. But if you're in the right place and know you're connected to the right source, all it's going to do is stand and do it. Fear going to run from you. Learn to fear the right things. And this will free you from the tantrum and the fearing and the mandrid and the fearing the wrong things. Some of us are fearful of darkness. Well, get the light in you. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. There is no what fear of darkness. Yes, because the devil lurks in the dark. But if you got the Lord Jesus Christ shining on the inside, what about it? Fear? What about fear? I remember one time, praise the Lord, this young lady, she had called me over to pray her house out. And we used to have prayer meeting in her house like every week, probably a Monday and a Thursday. And we would have a prayer meeting. The Holy Ghost would just have his way. It was awesome. And so we stopped going for a while because some things had taken place in our home between our husband and herself because he was unsaved, and we can understand that because, you know, when the devil gets busy, praise God, we have to respect the man in his house. Well, we didn't go back for a minute. And I received a call one day, praise the Lord, and this young lady called me, and she says, Pastor Stoddard, she was whispering. And she was whispering. She said, Pastor Ola, Pastor Ola. I said, yeah? She said, I need you to come and pray my house out. And I said, why are you whispering? And she had me whispering for the way she was talking. I'm listening to her like, wait. I said, why are you whispering? Why are you calling me with all this whispering? What is all of this? She said, I need you to come and pray my house out. I said, well, why are you whispering? What's wrong? She said, I can't talk loud because the devil told me I better not talk loud. And if I talk loud, what he was going to do to me? I said, girl, if you don't get up off your feet, open your mouth and begin to tell God to rebuke that devil. And you get up and get a shout in your spirit, get a song on your lips, lift your hands, stomp your feet, and start praising God throughout your house. I said, that devil shut you up, he will destroy you totally. Don't you ever allow the devil to put fear in you like that. Told her, don't call her, don't call her. Please don't call her. I said, yeah, because he know what I'm about to tell you. You stomp on that enemy's head because the fear You have to wonder, is the Lord your God? You, that's who you should fear. That's only somebody you should fear, that I'm doing the right thing he wants me to do. Am I following his command? Am I doing the things that are pleasing in his sight? Be fearful of that. Fearful of what man can do to you, or the devil done said to you. Tell her, don't call her. Please don't call her. No, don't call her. You don't have to call her. She said, can you come on, pray my house? I said, I'll be right there. And we're going to set a fire to him. How you going to tell the devil going to tell you don't you sing in your house? And she in her house whispering, told her she better not get loud anymore with all those praises and all that loud singing and stuff. Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. But you see, you must be strong. You must fear not. Behold your God. He will come to you, and he will save you. He will be there for you when the enemy tried to trap you, to tell you not to do this and not to do that, try to put fear upon you. Because the Bible says fear is of torment. Fear can torment you. It will torment you so bad that you walking and thinking everybody is looking at you and trying to come after you. But that's what Roosevelt said, that what is that to fear but fear itself? Why would you want to fear fear? Only thing we have to do is fear God. He was saying something then, praise God, to try to make the people, move the people, because we were going through a situation, and he was trying to get it off for him. But the real issue for you and me, we have a lot of fears because we have a lot of unbelief. And the Bible says many of them did not enter into the heavens, into the kingdom, because of their unbelief. Unbelief will keep you from getting into heaven. Unbelief will keep you, praise God, from having a relationship with the Master. Unbelief. So therefore, sometimes, praise God, we have to pray, Lord, you don't need to help my unbelief, because we all have it. I don't care how strong we try to be, we are unbelief. We have unbelief about something. We do have with unbelief. We must learn to deal with that unbelief. Because if we do not in that way, it governs our behavior. We have to understand that the devil brings forth fear. That fear is to torment us. Perfect love. And how do we get the perfect love, my Lord? We get it because we get it in the relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love casts out fear. Fear comes to torment you. It comes to put you in a disarray. It comes to upset you. It comes, praise God, to take away your happiness, to take away your belief, to take away your blessing because of your unbelief. You don't believe God. If God said it, if he said it and you believe him, then act on it. Believe it. Don't put a time frame on it, because he's not moved by your time frame. The Bible says his thoughts is much higher than ours. His thoughts is not like ours. It's much higher. We use a time clock. He used words and space. Be clear. Be strong. Be courageous. Do not fear. I'll be dread of them. For in the Lord, your God, who goes with you. That's all you need to fear. Lord, am I doing things to please you? Am I doing it, praise God, that you may get the glory? Lord, it's not about me. It's about me building up the kingdom of God and building in your glory. Father, it's not about me. I can do nothing. I'm just mere flesh. But, Lord, you help my unbelief. You help me, Father God, not to fear the things, praise God, that have been tugging at me and pulling on me and causing me, praise God, to go wayward and go astray. But, Father, I know tonight, Lord Jesus, that you are my fear breaker.
Father God, you are the one, praise God, can break fear. You are the one, praise God, that can destroy fear. You are the one, praise God, that conquers fear. Father God, I will not fear what man can do unto me, but I will fear of the fear to the one that can destroy my body and my soul, which is you, Lord Jesus. Help me, Father God, to look to you, praise God, not wallowing in fear, but knowing, praise God. Fear, praise God, is like a metaphor, but God, you sent it, praise God, to build my faith. And today, Father God, because you said it in your word that you have given every man a measure of faith, Father, help me to build on my faith that I may become a true believer, because the Bible declares they that worship the Lord Jesus Christ must worship him up, praise God, in spirit and in truth. Now, Father God, help me to build my spirit man that I may worship you in spirit and in truth, Father God, and not in a sinfulness or fearful state, fearing nothing, praise God, of man, but fearing, praise God, all that, praise God, will keep me from getting to that place in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that is out of the spirit of fear that I will begin to walk in faith, praise God, not by what I see, but what I believe. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We have a lot of fears because we have a lot of unbelief. You got some people fearful of this, fearful of that, fearful of this. Oh, I'm so fearful, oh, I'm so fearful, oh, I'm so fearful, I'm so fearful. And the devil just having a field day. He just having a field day on us. You have to fear no man. Because you don't have to fear anything. The Bible said, the Lord said, I will never leave you or forsake you. I will be with you even until the end of the earth. I'll be there. I will be there. I won't allow fear to paralyze you. I will not allow fear to become something that's unreasonable with you. I will not allow fear, praise God, to come and be unjustified in terror to you. But you must believe in me. The Bible declared that if you are a worship of him, you see, him he will hear. He said also, it is impossible to please God without faith. So your faith must be standing strong and courageous. Yes, your faith. The rational fear must be resisted. And who is the rest of it? The devil himself. The Bible said, you resist that devil. Devil, where does fear come from? From the enemy himself. That's a weapon of his. He used that against us all, not just the saints. He used it against his own. Fear. But it's irrational faith, fear. It must be resisted. Because it is not true that fear is the only thing we need to fear. It is not true. We don't just need to be fearful of fear. Because fear itself is not something wrong, praise God, that God says wrong. No, no, no. He uses that, praise God, to actually design us to be something that a fear is, you know. We can stand up and say, fear, I look you in the face, and what you going to do? What will you do to me? Fear is a faith revealer. In that case, praise God, when they put the Hebrew boys into the fire, they was in there talking and discussing and having conversation like they was in there, praise God, in a conference or something. Nobody was talking, oh, what am I going to do? I don't know what I'm going to do because we're going to burn in a minute. No. They was confident. They was confident that fear did not, praise God, have no hold on them, and that they were standing inside the heat of the battle. They began to give God praise and talk about the goodness of the Lord, and who shows up but the Lord himself. Fear had no conquer. Fear had no victory. And we as individuals and believers must take on that same, praise God, attitude. Fear, Father, I know that you got me. I know that you are for me. I know that you have shielded me.
because you got enough, you believe him for his work's sake. Amen. And this is what he was saying. He said it, praise God, and he says this. The real issue for you and me, we have a lot of fears because we have a lot of unbelief. See, many of us, praise God, we speak of belief. I believe God. No, you do not. It's easy to say. Put it in action. If you believe God, then fear would have no part to do with you because you will be courageous. You will be very courageous and let the devil know that fear has no part with me. Because the Lord tells us not to fear. Fear not. Be not afraid, for I am with you, says the Lord. Don't be afraid. I'm with you. I'm right here with you. But can you believe me? God is saying, I need you, praise God, to be a conqueror of fear. Conquer fear and build your faith. Because your faith is your bridge over in the Lord Jesus Christ. And you can tell sometimes, you can tell it, praise God, when the devil trying to put fear in you. I don't know what's going to happen. Whatever happens, God got it. Oh, well, what? What you want me to do, devil? What you want me to do? Beg you and tell you not to do it? I don't fear the wrong things. Because if I fear the wrong thing, then my faith is in the wrong place and in the wrong things. But today, praise God, the Lord is saying to you, you can have what you say. You can get out of the spirit of fear. The devil has some of us so fearful, praise God, till we don't know how to tell the truth. We don't know how to speak the truth. We don't know how to walk in the truth. Praise the Lord. We don't know how to even go to and find belief because we've dealt so long in unbelief. But do not miss out of your place in heaven with the spirit of unbelief. The Bible says many of them didn't cross over, praise God, when they went through the wilderness because of their unbelief. He already said to them, look up on the staff and look up at the snake on top of the staff because many of them were sick. They refused and they was afraid to look up and be healed. Look up and believe tonight. Look up and let go tonight. Spirit of fear said, this is your last go-round with me. You will no longer torment me. You will no longer deal with me. And I will no longer be connected to you. Because this night, I will not fear what you can do unto me. But I will connect and be strong and courageous. Fear, dread what you think you can do to me. Because the Bible said, in the word of the Lord, he will never leave me nor forsake me. The fear of the Lord is of wisdom. And to turn away from evil is understanding. Oh, fear the Lord, my friend, and my saints, and my brothers, my listeners. Fear him. For those who fear him have no life. Thank you, Father, for allowing us today to understand that we can walk in you victoriously and triumph upon fear. Because we know that to be strong and fear not, and behold our God, he will come and save us in the name of Jesus. Father, we are grateful tonight, Lord. Those that had to hear the word tonight, Father, give them a place in your heart that they may know, be not fearful, but come as you are, and he will not cast you out. Neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, not things of present, things to come, power, not height, not depth, not anything else in this creation will be to separate us from the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. And fear not, little flock, but it is your Father's good pleasure. To give you the kingdom. Do not fear, only believe.
Praise the Lord. I pray that you was blessed tonight, praise God, from the word of encouragement. Just remember, praise God, God got you. He have you in the palm of his hand. And the only thing you can do, if he put you in the palm of his hand, no man can pluck you out. But you can step out. But your safe place is in the palm of his hand. Don't fear. Fear strengthens your faith. Through the fear, you learn to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you. You be blessed. Have a good night.